Hello, hello, everybody. Thank you so much for being here, whether you are live or listening to the recording. We're working with our first integration session in the context of the flight response. And in today's journey, we're working with breath, working with breath work. So I'm going to invite you to take a minute or two just to sit and see what arises for you as you contemplate your intentions for today. What are you most curious about? And as you hang out with that, letting it bubble up from the inside out, rather than just going on autopilot and thinking, oh, it's this, it's this, it's this, this is always my thing. Whatever seems to arise naturally for folks, letting it bubble on up. And as you do that, I invite you to take a moment to look around your space, letting your gaze on anything in particular that seems to be really pleasant, that seems to just be something that you can easily take in as something joyful. And as you check that out and take it on in, noticing what it is you like the most about that. And as you take in all the good essences that you're present to, savoring them mindfully in a way that lets you really be with them, that lets you become even more present. And as you drink that in, invitation to breathe it on in, breathing it mindfully in and through your body. And as you breathe it on in through your body, I wonder what it might be like to notice how your body responds. How does your body seem to be amongst all of these essences of goodness, of beauty, of ease, of joy, of pleasantness? Drinking that on in a little deeper as I offer these words. Thank you for being here, and thank you for calling this medicine in. Thank you for this opportunity here to gather in your name, Spirit, Creator, God, Universe, whatever we call this. We call on all of our compassionate helpers, seen and unseen, to gather here with us today as we breathe. And we ask that this breath, this journey, offer awareness, offer us the answers in ways that may unfold over time or may be immediately available in this moment. Either way, we thank you for what's to come as we dance with this mystery of life. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti, peace, peace, peace. I invite you to open your mouth, the jaw, all the way at the back and the front alike. Open up the mouth just to the point where it becomes like a mild stretch. Just noticing that you can actually feel that stretch. And as you stretch into this, I'm going to invite you, if you haven't already, to go ahead and turn your cameras on if you have a moment to be able to do that. So I can track the breath and better guide your experience for today. And as you connect to this breath, a reminder, it's a vibrant inhale, surrendered exhale. Vibrant inhale, surrendered exhale that goes without pause, meaning we take it with a pause at the top of the breath and we take it with a pause at the bottom of the breath. So the breath can, just as the inhale ends, flow right into that exhale, and just as the exhale ends, flows right into that inhale. Without a pause, the breath cycles. It becomes almost like a circle or a halo, where the inhale is maybe a bit longer, a bit bigger. As the exhale requires no effort, the air just falls out the mouth. Inhaling vibrantly through the mouth, exhaling surrendered through the mouth. If you would like more intensity or more awareness as you breathe today, the desire is, or the guide to that desire is to pick up the pace of your breath and to quicken it. If you need the brake, the pedal to slow down, the desire is, if that's the desire, then I'm going to offer you to take the breath to the nose or to simply slow the breath down. And both of those will take the edges off of any intensity. You're going to hear some music come on now, and I'm going to invite you to lay on back if you haven't already and begin your process of breathing here. Blessings on your journey today. Recalling your intentions, recalling your intentions and directing your breath right into all of those intentions. Directing your breath deep into the belly of those intentions of this journey for you today. Yes, that's the way. Every breath an opportunity to gently meet and greet with curiosity all that you're exploring today. What might it be as you breathe here to let yourself sink in just a little bit deeper? What if it was okay to go just a little deeper now? Yes. Dropping in in this way, and gently meeting the new material that's here with each breath, an opportunity to digest all that you're experiencing, all that you're feeling. And as you let yourself melt into that experience of what's present for you now, I'm going to invite you to pick up the pace of the breath just a little bit. That's the way. Imagine that your body, your breath, is telling you something. Imagine it's telling you information, verbally or otherwise. And I wonder what it might be like to really deeply listen, to take that in. And there might be words that go with this experience for you, and there might not be. Listening deeply to sensation, to feeling, and allowing yourself to simply be here as a witness to all that's coming through, without the desire to necessarily fix or manage or govern, or need to do anything specific about what's arising. What would it be like simply to be with it? That's a little different than what we often do in our worlds. I'm going to invite you to take this opportunity to slow down. Oddly enough, by means of breathing faster. To slow down by means of breathing faster. To notice and become present to what's here, allowing yourself to deeply witness this information. And see what's happening in the rest of your body as you pay attention here. If there's any part of your body's experience that feels the desire to move, to make a little sound, or to breathe in a different pace than what you're currently doing, then I invite you to do just that, allowing any movements and any sounds to express themselves fully, to come alive in this way. Is it familiar? What's familiar here? What in this current moment, this current experience, is familiar? Notice amongst us all any familiar patterns that you might hold, any familiar patterns you might hold around blaming yourself. Noticing any familiar patterns around blaming yourself.
Yeah.
those parts of you that are quick to point the finger at you. I want to let them know thank you. Thank you for that impulse to protect you in these ways. And just for now, they get to actually rest a little easy. They get to rest. They get to rest within themselves. They take a step back. And they get to do something that they'd rather be doing than this. Of all the roles they play for you, I'm betting that this might not be their favorite thing to do for you. I'm going to invite you to check in with them and see what they would want to do instead of self-blame. What do these parts want to do instead of blaming you? Whatever answers they come up with, then that might be a go on vacation, or that might be a new role. Whatever answers they come up with, give them some space to go do just that. Give them some space to go do just that and watch and see what that looks like. And then, this might sound counterintuitive or contradictory in some way. I'm going to invite you to breathe into the part of you that's actually doing the breath itself. The mouth, the throat, or perhaps better put, where the air seems to be moving through. And all the way down into the very lungs themselves. Offering breath into all those parts of you that breathe. I'm breathing right into that throat that holds so much energy around words spoken, words not spoken. Breathing deeply into this throat, into this voice. Breathing into words spoken, words unspoken, and allowing yourself to feel and be with all that's here. An invitation to be really curious, be really, really curious around all the content that's here. Then I'm going to invite you to breathe and make a little bit of sound, offering your voice and its expression to all those things that were left unsaid, as well as vocalizing in a different way all those things that were said. breathing here, and once again, when you're ready, bringing that sound one more time, fully releasing that expression and all that seems to have been holding on or holding you back with it. I hear you. I hear you. Thank you. Thank goodness for that expression of you in all those ways that it gets to come through this body, this mind. As you come back to the breath, you come back to the breath. What is it to hear? You have nothing to prove. You have nothing to prove here. So often, all those forms of expression that we learned or didn't get a chance to learn came through the maternal lines. I wonder what it might be like to turn our attention to that side of our family. Looking at all the hampered, inhibited expression held in our family lines, for our mothers, for our grandmothers, for our great grandmothers, for all of those that have come before them, the wombs upon wombs upon wombs. All the sorrows that may have been held, all the challenges that they've been faced. All the limitations that seem to be gripping, clinging. All the struggles that were here. Honoring them all, honoring all that came before, for the very nature of your breath. Way we become almost like a warrior of the heart. Allowing the heart to be felt, seen, expressed from this lifetime and all that came before in this family line of yours. And it's said that our body minds are nothing more than the compilation of the last 5, 6, 7 generations that came before us. So what if all that you are experiencing is actually not yours? What if it's actually not personal? What is it to, like, the worry of your heart that you are? Offer yourself nourishment, breathing deeply into this heart for you in ways that those that came before you may not have a chance or an opportunity to do so, but they get to do that now through you. And as long as you honor yourself, your heart, you honor them. As you honor this heart of yours and all that's here, we honor anything that wasn't able to be seen, felt, heard. There wasn't space perhaps to do so. Perhaps there was a pattern of running away from all of that stuff. And you, my love, get to break this cycle here and now. You get to break this cycle here and now, so breathe deep. The wisdom that's here. Breathe deep into this heart of yours and breathe deep for those who can no longer breathe. Breathe deep for those yet to be born, those yet to breathe. Breathing through this lineage as your lineage. Thank goodness I'm here. Thank goodness I'm alive. Thank goodness I get to breathe. Thank goodness I'm here. Thank goodness I exist. Thank goodness I get to feel. Thank goodness I get to feel. Thank goodness for you. Thank goodness for you. Thank goodness for you. Thank God you were born. Thank you for being here just as you are. Every breath, a celebration of you in this life, here and now. Every breath, a celebration of you in this life, here and now. Now, what if I didn't have to run away? What if I got to turn towards? What if, just for now, I didn't have to run away from that, but I got to turn towards it? As you turn towards, I'm right there with you, right there with you, supporting you, feeling my hand on your back. You don't have to do it alone. You don't have to do it alone. We should do this together now. We can face that together. And I'm here to hold you in that. Thank you for letting me in. Thank you for letting me in. We get to cross this together now. We get to cross this together now. Ooh. And what if, just for now, all that you're present to is something that you get to hold near and dear to you? What if, just for now, you actually don't have to share this with anyone else? You actually get to keep this for you. What if this gets to be all yours? All yours. If you're open to it, I'd invite you to literally stretch your arms out to welcome this all for you. Bringing your arms out in any way, shape, or form that seems right to open to receive that. As you stretch your arms out to open on up, stretching, reaching, wrapping yourself around it and drawing yourself into it, drawing yourself through that. And as you draw it back into you, notice what it's like to get to have that. You get to keep this. You get to keep this for you. This is yours. Reaching out again as many times as feels right for you. And opening up maybe in a different direction, maybe one that you didn't do before. And again, drawing the energy in of all that you receive back to you. This gets to be all yours. And I want to let you in on a little bit of a secret. That's not selfish. Holding yourself, our energy in, containing your energies, is actually a really healthy instinct. None of that is selfish. This is a way that we get to receive nourishment, satisfaction, and we get to protect what's ours. And oddly enough, when we give ourselves permission to hold that all in, to usefully have it for ourselves, it seems to eliminate any desire to want to hoard, any desires to want to keep, any desires to not want to share. But don't believe me, check it out for yourself. Check it out for yourself and see. The more I receive, the more I take in, the more I allow myself permission to have that as mine, the easier it is to not have to hoard it, and I get to give it any parts of it away and share with others in any way that feels right. My energy, my words, my time, my love, all of it works this way. Thank you. Ah, there she is. There she is. I see her. I hear her. She's right here. What if there's absolutely nothing wrong here? What if there's absolutely nothing wrong here? Nothing wrong with you. Nothing wrong with them. What if nothing here was wrong? What if nothing was wrong here? What would this be like now? Doesn't necessarily mean that anything is right or has a perfect state either. Notice that there's a space between those two sides and what might be here. Not wrong, not right, just is. not right, not wrong, just is.
Warm it all with the warmth of the sun, and don't you stop, go.
Drawing this in like it's the warmth of the sun. Drawing this in like it's the warmth of the sun itself. The sun bringing with its warmth the fullest expression of your potential to life. The fullest expression of your potential to life. Being drawn out by this energy, just like the sun, as it does. And I invite you to simply rest in this energy, this warmth, and allowing yourself simply to be here without even the practice of the breath, letting that drop away, allowing yourself to take in all that you've explored today. As you breathe here in any way that's natural to you, you may even feel the desire to roll to one side or the other, wrapping yourself in blankets if you haven't already. Or simply taking the next 2-3 minutes to journal about your experience. And allowing yourself to make any notes about what came through for you today. Or reflecting any other way that seems right for you in this moment. Thank you for calling this medicine in. And thank you to Creator and all of our compassionate helpers, seen and unseen, who have gathered here with us today and walked along this journey with us, offering nourishment, holding us tenderly as we journeyed and felt all that we felt. We ask this work live on in good ways for ourselves, our loved ones, our ancestors, or in our lineages. Thank you. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. And now, when you're ready, invitation, if you haven't already, to introduce some small movements into fingers, toes, eyes, ears, and nose. Just gently bringing yourself to rise. And in the next minute or so, we'll have an opportunity to share, for those of you who are here live, around your experience. And for those of you listening to the recording, I welcome anything that you feel drawn to share with me in any which way that feels right for you. Thank you for the journey. And a reminder to take good care of yourself after your breathwork experiences. Hydrating, eating good food, spending time in nature, engaging with the arts in any way, shape, or form that feels right for you. That might be journaling, drawing, painting, might be dancing, might be creating something with your hands. Whatever that looks like from your experience today, allowing that to just simply have space and time for its expression. Thank you. I'm going to bring the recording to a close here. And I'm just going to connect with anyone who's feeling the urge to share about their experience today.